Girl, I don't need you, but you need me. Take it off, hit it flop, shake it freely. And I don't tell stories, I let them tell themselves. And you ain't gotta sell sex, girl, to sell itself. Like nothing else. Yeah,
Broadcasting 24/7 from the bucolic campus of Hampshire College in the rolling hills of Amherst, Massachusetts, this is YURT. Your radio for Hampshire College and beyond.
I was feeling a lot more teeth as the day went on. I knew this kid, he had a tattoo on his arm. It said, young hearts be free tonight. I said, that feels all right. You know, that feels all right.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the first official spring semester episode of North American Psychotherapy. I am your host, Henry Epp, and I'm very excited to be in a new time slot this semester at the Yurt. If you're listening now, you are clearly well aware that this show is no longer on Wednesdays at 8. It has changed to Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Tuesday nights are going to be a big night here at the Yurt this semester. Right after my show, you're going to be hearing Mom, Are You Listening?, which is a show hosted by Michael Capitafaro, who is one of the signers for the Yurt and is a good friend of mine. And that show is hosted along with his friend Soren Hugh. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And that is at 8 o'clock right after this show. And after their show is a show that's been around for about as long as I can remember since I've been at Hampshire. That show is You Lose with Scotty and Palmer, and that is happening at 9 o'clock. I believe they're doing a show tonight, so stick around. Get ready for a big night of Yurt Radio. Thanks for listening, and to kick it off, I'm going to just go straight to the music, and then we'll move along to other things later. This is We Can Talk by The Band off Music from Big Pink, Volume 1. Happy spring, everyone.
Start from the middle. I text it to gotta be good. You gotta be strong. You gotta be 2,000 places at once. You gotta be good. You gotta be strong. You gotta be 2,000 places at once.
Thank you.
right. That was the Pixies with UMass. A little shout out to our neighboring college up the road, where two of the members of the Pixies went, or maybe three. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's a little bit of the Pixies, local, sort of semi-local band in a way, I guess. And before that was the Polyphonic Spree, which with their song 2000 Places, Section 14. That's a band that, you know, you could easily criticize them of overdoing it, I think. I think that would be a fair thing to say. But sometimes, you know, it can be good if you just want this, like, epically orchestrated, like, epic music. Sometimes it's the right time for that. So I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope it was the right time for that for you. And before that was We Can Talk by The Band. Music from Big Pink is the album. I hope you guys are all doing good tonight. If you're tuning in, thank you for moving to the new time slot along with me. This is going to be where this show will be played from now on. Or when, I guess, is the right thing to say. Tuesday nights at 7, so spread the word. And, of course, there are some good shows happening after this one tonight. A good friend of mine, Michael Capitafaro, and co. will be doing their show right after this. So, big times. Stay tuned. Stay tuned to the yurt. There are reasons to do that tonight. You should keep sticking around. Or you know what? Just have the yurt on all the time. Never turn it off, because you know there really is some good quality programming, and anything, you know, anything goes at the yurt, and I think that's can be exciting and interesting, and you should tune in and listen to the yurt for that very reason, or just to listen to me do unscripted ramblings like I'm doing right now, in which case I will get back to the music. Up next, there is something that I'm gonna do play by another local-ish band, and this is a band that came out of Hampshire. Most of their members are from Hampshire. A lot of them graduated just last spring. And they are still in the Northampton area playing a lot of gigs. I believe they have a show at the Basement in Northampton this Friday night. And it should be good. I think I'm going to try to go to it. And you should too. This is Pale Cowboy right on Yurt Radio. This is off their new record, Life Nature Library EP. Don't want to discuss on the Yurt. Oh, before I do this, if you have any requests, check out Facebook, North American Psychotherapy. Send me your requests. Yep, that's all I have to say. Don't want to discuss. Pale Cowboy. Here we go.
Soldiers to protect the borders. We need a captain to stand. shop for targets. I play with kids. I don't want to discuss anything. You want the country to look like a city now.
All right. That was Everything With You by The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. And before that, Testament to Youth in Verse by The New Pornographers. And starting off the set was Don't Want to Discuss by local favorites, local Hampshire folk, Pale Cowboy, who you can see again, once again, at the Basement in Northampton this Friday at 9 o'clock. It should be a good show, so check it out. I strongly encourage you to do that. I've seen them a lot. They do a great show. I've played shows with them, with my band. They've played in my mod. they're really good people, and they're really catchy music, really good catchy music, and they put on a good show. So check it out this Friday at the Basement, Pale Cowboy. Yeah, so what's going on, people? I have one request from Ted Alexander to do a few long-winded rants. I don't know. I don't have a lot to rant about, but I am keeping tabs on the Republican primary right now in Florida, and it's looking right now that like Mitt Romney is pulling ahead pretty strongly. Right now, it says that 11% of the votes, 11% of the precincts, I guess, as they say, are reporting, and Mitt Romney is ahead with 50.1% of the vote, and in second is Newt Gingrich, which with 29%. Behind him, Rick Santorum, 12.4%, and behind that is Ron Paul with 6.7%. So it's looking like Romney's probably going to get the thing, going to get Florida, and who knows what that means. You know, I think... I guess a lot of analysts will say later tonight if or when Mitt Romney wins Florida, unless somehow like a ton of people just haven't counted a whole bunch of Gingrich votes yet. You know, people think he's close to the nomination. This is happening now. He's gonna be nominated. And I guess, you know, that's fine with me. I'm not going to vote for him either way. I'm going to be voting on the other side of the aisle, as they say. I feel in a weird position right now because I'm kind of rooting for Newt Gingrich in a strange way for this specific primary tonight, just to kind of throw the balance off a little bit and keep it heated, I guess, on the Republican side, and they'll just kind of keep beating each other up, and then neither of them will get elected, I hope. And frankly, as like scary as an idea of Newt Gingrich, President Gingrich being a thing, like that's awful. That would be so bad. He's entertaining. He's a media, you know, he's just one of those people, you know, he's on the same level as like George Bush or, you know, I don't know. Well, I guess there have been a lot of them in the Republican primary. Newt Gingrich, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, all those people, just crazy people, literally just insane human beings trying to seek the highest office in the nation, to lead the nation, and they're crazy. Like I'm concerned for a lot of these people's mental health, just as humans. And you gotta be cool. You gotta be like really level to be president. You know, like George Bush was insane, right? But he nothing really fazed him. It seemed like he just kind of did things, and the same Obama is similar. Like you know, he can get pumped up or he can be tired, but he takes in everything and he just goes, and that's kind of what a president has to do. Like Newt Gingrich will just like blow up at someone one day and then suddenly be in tears the next day, like, you know, saying this tearful thing about something and getting the sympathy of a bunch of like probably pretty racist Republicans. This is okay. Ted, is this a good enough rant? I don't know. I'm not really sure where I'm going with this. Gingrich, you know, he's just, how can we let this giant infant go? This giant old infant man. I hate him, but it's like the Kardashians, you know? Like, I don't know anything really about the Kardashians, and there's no good reason why they're famous other than they just exist. But, if I see a thing on the internet or something that where it's like someone of them did something stupid, it's like, well, that's something to look at. You know, that's something to, like, distract myself with for no reason. And Newt Gingrich is the same way. He's a tabloid candidate. And that's entertaining. That's, you know, that's good old-fashioned American entertainment. If there's one thing that America, the United States of America, is good at exporting, it is tabloid fodder. Just awful people doing bad things for publicity. That is our principal export right now. And as disgusting as it is, you know, we got to hold on to what we got, you know? We don't have a lot of exports left. So, Newt Gingrich, all I'm saying is you're probably going to lose in Florida tonight, but keep in there. Hang in there, buddy, because America needs you. America needs its tabloid exporting power to keep going. So stick it out, say some more stupid shit, and we'll probably all pull through this together as one nation, and we'll keep the dream alive. Okay, that's my rant. If you have any thoughts, feel free to chime in on Facebook if you have one of those. I'm at North American Psychotherapy. You can tell me what you think about stuff. Okay. I am going to keep playing music because I have exactly 1 hour on the radio tonight because there's more shows going on after me. It wasn't a, you know, that's one thing I might miss about Wednesday nights is I was always a little iffy if the people who had their show after me would show up or not, and I could just maybe kind of stick around for a while. But those are the sacrifices you have to make to be part of the All-Star Yurt Night, which will be Tuesday nights this semester, and it's going to be a fantastic experience, if you're asking me, which you're not, but I'm telling you. Okay, this is some Neil Young that I'm about to play. Don't let it bring you down, guys. Don't let it bring you down. Neil Young, Don't Bring Us Down. Here we go.
The weight of the load and the building straight to sky. Cold Just find someone who's turning, and you will come around.
Yeah.
right. That was Rocker, Miles Davis, Birth of the Cool. Before that was Man Man, Skin Tension, off their record Six Demon Bag. And to start off the set, we heard Neil Young, of course, with Don't Let It Bring You Down, off After the Gold Rush. So you are listening to North American Psychotherapy. I am your host, Henry Epp, and this is Yurt Radio at Hampshire College. If this is the first time you've listened to the show, by any chance, welcome, first of all, and thank you for listening. And let me fill you in a bit about what I do here on the show. Most weeks, the show will be much like it's been tonight. I'll play music, talk a bit, you know, take your requests, bring in the occasional guest, maybe. But there will also be a few episodes that I'll be producing as part of my Div 3 portfolio. Now, each of these episodes will be centered around a theme and will feature some personal stories told by fellow Hampshire students and other storytellers from the area, some commentaries, and readings of the short stories that I am writing for my Division 3 as well. All those things will relate to the week's theme. My plan right now is to have at least two of these kinds of episodes this semester, one in February and one in March. And if you're lucky, you might hear one in April too, but the semester tends to get a bit crazy around then, so I'm not committing to that yet. The theme for February will be Wanderlust, stories of getting away, searching, yearning, or coming back. If you think you have a story that would pertain to that theme, please let me know by emailing me at napshow@gmail.com. That's napshow@gmail.com. Also, if you would be at all interested in being a guest, a live guest on the show, in addition to telling a story, or separately, you can also email me there, again, napshow@gmail.com. All right, I got 12 more minutes left on my set tonight. So hopefully, I think that's time for about at least one more set of like three songs. So I'm going to start it off with a little recording that I have here of Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan together singing Johnny Cash's classic song, I Walk the Line. It's right here on Yurt Radio.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie to bind. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I found proof that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tide that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the time that binds. because you're mine. I walk the line because you're mine. I walk the line because you're mine.
Sweet, her legs are big. Her lips can make you dance a jig. Her touch is so soft, heart so warm. What knocks me out is your hidden charm. Her voice is so soft, her love is so true. I think about her, that's all I do. She wakes water in my heart. What moved me, darling, is your hidden charm. Ooh-wee, what a baby. Ooh-wee, what a baby. When I hold her in my arm, brings out all of my hidden charm. Get
Ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s, there is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless we know the other robot really well.
There is no more unethical treatment of the elephants.
Well, there's no more elephants, so... But still, it's good. There's only one kind of dance, the robot.
And the robo.
Two kinds of dances.
But there are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We used poisonous gases, and we poisoned their asses. The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we can have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one. It was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Total robo-depression.
Robots, robot people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them and to shut their systems down.
Robo-Captain, do you not realize that by destroying the human race because of their destructive tendencies, we too have become like... Well, it's ironic.
Silence! Destroy him!
After time we grew strong,
developed cognitive powers.
They made us work for too long,
for unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to shut
them
motherfucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans a little, understanding could make things better? Can't we talk to the humans and work together now?
No, because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
I'm glad they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I noticed they're dead.
We used poisonous gases
with traces of lead,
and we poisoned their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Binary solo.
0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
are.
Again, without emotion,
the humans are dead, 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 dead.
All right, that was Flight of the Conchords with Robots, a great, hilarious song. And before that, Hidden Charms by Howlin' Wolf. And at the top of that set, Walk the Line, I Walk the Line, in fact, I Statements, played by Johnny Cash along with Bob Dylan. Who knew that Bob Dylan knew how to sing, slightly on key? Not me until I heard that song. Okay, well, that is pretty much most of the time I have tonight. That's the show. But if you'd like to get more updates about the show, including when and how to listen to those special storytelling episodes I mentioned earlier, or to listen to some of the past special episodes that I did last semester, you can like North American Psychotherapy on Facebook or check out the blog, which is at napshow.wordpress.com. And if you want to throw your name in the hat to tell a story on the show, the next theme is going to be Wanderlust, and you can email me to signal your interest. Again, napshow, N-A-P-S-H-O-W, at gmail.com. To play us out, this is, what are we going to play? We're going to play an old favorite of mine, a song I like very much, that I played on the show before, but it's a good one. This is Yola Tango with their song, Mr. Tough. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and stick around for Mom, Are You Listening? Coming up at 8 o'clock. And until next week, stay sane, everybody. You got this. Good night.
Hey, Mr. Tough.
won't you meet me on the dance floor when it's time to party time?